I'm just gonna go. It's faster for me to just go than it is for me to slam on the brakes so that those people can use the crosswalk, ultimately. Achoo! Woo! Horse trailer ahead of me. This horse is getting a little fractious. Riling up here in the trailer. Looks like there are two horses in here total. At least, I don't know, I guess they maybe could fit a third in there. Yep, okay, I see two heads. At least two horses. Oh, this is the third. This guy with this horse trailer is going around this corner very slowly. Four horses in that trailer. Or Actually, I'm not even sure if all four of them are horses. Alright, that's a horse. That's a horse. Yeah. Four horses up in this trailer. Bye, horses. Traffic on the freeway immediately. I gotta merge. Oh, I can fit in there. No. The window closed. No, that's where I'm going. I'm putting my car in here. That's right. This is where my car is now. Okay. That car is not moving. There's four people in that car off the side of the road sitting there. Looking bummed.
TV and my life changed. You the one, Jerry. You the one, baby. DeVry, class of February. Supposed to graduate in April.
That's one of the bravest comedians right here.
Real recognized real.
Talks about being white. He wears it like a badge of honor in the darkest crowds possible. And gets a pass. He's the most... Let me see. Unassuming, non-dangerous white guy you ever want to meet. He's not going to conquer your land.
he don't got that white man talk.
Like a pillage your village or rape your women.
Damn.
He might date a black woman, but he ain't cool.
Ain't nobody dating. I'm married.
How long y'all been married now?
12 years.
12 years.
Wow.
12 years. We got married July 19th, 2003. Just 12 years last week.
What's the secret?
Huh?
What's the secret?
Gotta eat.
The one and only Gary Owen is here.
Duh.
Okay.
You gotta eat, baby.
You gotta eat. Is that what it is?
You gotta eat.
That's how you gotta
eat. That's why you gotta eat.
Gotta eat?
You gotta eat. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care how good looking you are. You ain't eating. You ain't keeping.
You ain't keeping.
Know that.
True.
That's true, Tracy?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been married, but for, you know, my long-term relationships, that's definitely high on the priority list.
Hey, how did her family receive you? Isn't she from Oakland? Where's she from?
She's from Oakland.
She's from Oakland, right?
Yeah, they're cool.
Yeah, they were cool with you?
Yeah. I ain't got no issues with them. It's different now. Like, nowadays, it's more acceptable. Like, interracial dating is a lot more acceptable now. And, because back, you know, a long time ago, oh, my God, what's it like? You're married to a black girl. Now it's more like, oh, that's so cool. You're married to a black girl. I'm like, oh, it has its days. You know? Can't win no arguments. Good Lord. I wish I could win one argument, man.
But he just gave us some insight into white culture. He said back in the day, it would be like, ew, what is that like? You're married to a black girl.
I didn't say ew.
It was kind of like,
ew. I did not say ew. Yeah, Sway. Ew. Like, oh. I wasn't expecting that. Oh, yeah, it's more of a surprise.
Yeah, they're disgust.
It's taboo. Almost like, you know, you went there. You know what I mean?
You went there.
Yeah, boy.
But
yeah,
so a lot of the white men don't secretly want to go to you anyway?
They do. They just want to do it in public. Like in private, I think a lot of white guys get with a black girl. Yeah.
But what's the difference between just being into black girls but then having a fetish for black girls? Because there's some people I feel like it's on the latter.
They have a fetish for black girls? I can't speak for everybody else. I don't know.
But the class is right here to resurrect the lyrical scepter.
Right here on Bastion, Trivia's excellent.
Guys are playing Pitbull on the Pitbull station.
If you want it,
Stevie Nicks.
This is the station devoted to 90s alternative and grunge, and they're playing Brass Monkey, which is from the 80s, is definitely not grunge. And even alternative is a bit of a stretch. Good work. Good work.
Wash away the day's troubles with 90s alternative and grunge. Levels, Lithium on Sirius XM. Rinse and repeat.
Now this is the type of bullshit song I would expect to hear on a 90s alternative and grunge station. Fucking piece of shit song.
Futures on the lean hogs. We'll take a look first of all at that nearby August contract. We're currently down.
Should we take it down, or don't you want to show the world what you're working with?
I want to show the world what I'm working with. Yeah. You have to take it down, but
I shouldn't be commenting.
Not you, especially not Steve. I looked over and he was being a perv, like down on the floor, trying to get the right angle. He's disgusting.
Doing great camera work. He captured something. Yeah, it's for the listeners. That's right, Steve.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Now it's Celebrity Spin with Selena on Wild 94.9.
And I did say that's on the page, right? The booth?
Yes, you did.
Okay, go check it out.
Kourtney Kardashian might have to end up paying child support to Scott Disick. So the two are co-parenting. They all went out to lunch the other day, and afterwards, Kourtney dropped the kids off at his house so they could spend time with their dad. Now to the messier side of things, child support.
4G LTE data and unlimited talk and text work seamlessly in Mexico and Canada, just like in the U.S. So you can call and text family and friends as much as you want. And use your data just like you do at home. Borders are for countries, not coverage. So don't wait. Switch to the Un-carrier today. Check out T-Mobile.com/3countries.
Limited time offer subject.
Good. On demand. Awesome.
I watched cut last night. The first episode and the second episode. It's still got one left in there waiting on me, but you have to watch this. It's awesome.
I have it waiting for me on my DVR.
Mm-hmm. Tut.
Along with like four episodes of Judge Judy.
Really?
I like that Judge Judy. I'll tell you all about Tut tomorrow.
Oh, you lie.
Call 1-800-XFINITY.
Or Xfinity.com.
You know, as soon as your baby is born, they're ready to learn. In fact, in the first 3 years of their lives, over 80% of their brains develop. Over 80%. When you talk to them, read to them, sing to them, from the moment they're born, their ability to learn increases, and their brains develop at rapid speed. It's not hard. Just be you. Talk to them. Let them hear words. Read to them. Let them see words. And sing to them. Let them feel the magic of song. Their brains get stronger, more powerful. You get them ready for school and a life of learning. You are their first teacher, the most important teacher they will ever have. Go to first5california.com/parents to learn more. Talk, read, sing. It changes everything. First5california.com.
It goes.
Do you feel like the sophomore pressure, though?
We could. Sometimes maybe a little bit, but we try not to. You know, I feel like whatever you allow, you can't allow it to be pressure, you know?
Yeah.
You can't allow it to be pressurized by it. But even when we wrote Am I Wrong, it was just about writing a song that felt good to us, writing something that really meant something to us.
Right.
And that's what we do every time we jump in the studio, so.
How was it being on tour with Usher? Like, were you taking notes?
Yeah, man. You know,
Usher.
He did, you know, I mean, I think he did, you know, 18, 19 shows. I think I watched like 17 of them.
Wow.
You know, just, you know, because it's just something about watching a person that professional.
Yeah.
That, with that, he got 20 plus years in the,
yeah,
in the business.
And he's so young, right?
Yo, and he's still relevant. And he's still out yeah, there on stage, you know, just rocking it every night. And it's so inspiring to see and motivational to see how he handles his business.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he's just out there watching. He might switch it up one night.
Right.
Like, how he's staying out there
and he's still
crowd screen for that
yeah,
long.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? So
he's able to improvise like that.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
He surprised us on stage, actually. You can see that on YouTube, even. He came on stage during our set.
Really?
Yeah, and he just came up and...
Nice.
He took over the whole show. He started whipping.
Oh, not so nice. Not so nice.
Nah, it was fun. You know, it was a lot of fun.
Who do you guys want to work with that you haven't had a chance to?
I'm a big Kanye fan.
Okay.
I think it would be cool to. I like to mix up
so
worlds,
too.
You know?
Yeah.
His world with our world, see what would come out of it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it would just have to be somebody who came with something positive to whatever we do.
David Lee Roth.
I love Sam Smith.
Oh,
I
nice.
Like Ed Sheeran.
Yes, yes.
I got a shout out. I did a session with Barrage and Pharrell. And
yeah.
Is that an exclusive? You working with Pharrell?
Yeah, man. We just did a session
nice.
With, right before the tour. So, you know, I just got to shout him out because he's not one of those
yeah.
incredible people that we talked about him in interviews for a year.
Yeah, yeah.
All of a sudden.
Well, if you got Pharrell on a project, man, you are in good hands.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear that and so much more. Nico and Vince, thank you for coming for breakfast.
Thanks for having us.
I look forward to see more of you, and I hope the world will get a chance to get to know more of you as well. You can check them out July 3rd, Friday, at the Essence Music Festival. Hit up EssenceFestival.com for more information. I'm Renata Romaine, your ear candy, Hip Hop Nation.
What up, it's your boy Meek Millie. With Nina and I on the drive-by, man. We slide through a ride real slow.
Rest, I get your pussy ass stuck up when you touch down in my hood. No, that tour life ain't good. Kept me down in MIA. And then he came on wood. With that Puma life on my feet. Ain't that little engine I could. Boy, I slide down in your block. Back on 12 o'clock.
My fingers with my hands.
Beats 1 is made possible by Beats by Dr. Dre, the official headphone of Beats 1.
Such corporate synergy there. Really mind-blowing.
Wherever you are right now around the world, you're entering into the weekend, where that means more hours working,
or relaxing? We got you covered here on Beats 1, Nero Remixed.
Enough of that.
Like, really? Hell is bogus. You know, like, yeah. You can't come on here and not have your shit together. And
that's right.
It's starting to, you got to start checking them. You can't come. You ain't ready.
You can't get to the championship without winning the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
You come up here, you got to start looking at this like it's the championship.
Oh.
You ain't went through the playoffs. You didn't make it through the regular season. Don't come up here.
Game 7.
You see, LeBron turned his game up during the playoffs, so did Steph Curry. They turned their game up. It's a different game when you get to the NBA Finals, though.
Game 7.
Yeah, it's a different game when you get to this fucking remaining. Satellite Freak radio morning radio show.
Aye.
What you going to do?
I'm thinking my friend.
Okay. We want to thank Horseshoe Gang for coming by.
Killed it.
Knocking that rap door. AP, the super producer, for coming by as well. Gary Owen for coming by.
I like Gary.
Monday, Casey Veggies is coming up here.
Nice.
Ryan Leslie is coming up here. Go on demand, hear that Eminem interview that got the whole internet in a frenzy from yesterday. Go on demand and check it out.
Yeah, SiriusXM.com/on demand. Get that. Make sure you do that. Also, SwayzUniverse.com. You miss any part of the show. Yeah, Sway, it's like you cracked a million. It ain't even been, it's been 24 hours yet?
Nah, we on 1.2 million.
Oh, sorry. Ow.
Yeah, it's
been a slow morning.
Man, is she riding for Caitlyn?
Yep.
Caitlyn? What?
Because Eminem, he slaughtered her self-esteem.
Oh, whatever. Caitlyn's good. Caitlyn's rich. We want to thank who brought us the treats? Reese the Treats for coming up here, right? So okay. we
I die real, cause that truth hurts and those lies heal. And you can't sleep thinking that he not still, so you cry still. Tears all in a pillowcase. Big girl dog, get a little taste, ah, push me away.
iPod is still in a state where it will not display anything on the car's screen. I don't really want to hear this song, but I have to dig around and fucking dig the iPod out and fucking reboot it to try to get it fucking going. Ugh. Technology, everything sucks. God, it's fucking burn it down. Rub two sticks together, make a fucking fire. So that's it. Fuck everything else. Down on the guys riding trikes. There's a row of five motorcycles here, and this guy in the middle here is on a trike, you know? It's got two wheels in the back and one up front. I look at it and think, that shit looks cool. You can mount guns on the side of that thing, or fucking, I don't know. It's some kind of attack vehicle, you know? Like, I mean, I guess guys on real motorcycles are still riding in formation with this guy, so they must think he's all right to a certain degree. But I wonder if, like, behind his back, like, fucking, yeah, guy doesn't even fucking ride a fucking real bike. That's fucking, no, nice tricycle, dick. Stupid dick bag. Piece of crap. Crap face. I envision that, like, a lot of the audience for those things is, like, people who rode motorcycles for a long time and then saw some really fucked up shit happen to people riding motorcycles and said, well, I want to be at least a little bit safer. A little more stable of a ride here.
Sound.
I never double
love. expect your dub plates, expect your VIPs, expect your energy, rebel sound coming your way, Beats One, that's gonna kick your Friday off big time. Pace back up, breakage, future, remix.
Zane, low.
Search my, we'll see how smart you are.
Song's been on this morning. Well, you know what? It was on the 90s station earlier, not the 90s alternative and grunge station.
As far as the crop progress and the conditions on the cotton crop out there, how are things holding up, especially if you get, like we were very concerned in the, like in that West Texas region there?
It's fucked up, there's locusts everywhere, the cotton is good, they're burning it! They're burning it all, send help, oh my god!
Suffering through such extreme drought, so...
Ah, there's no water in it! The bugs are flying down my throat.
Progress to a certain extent. We are just a few points behind.
We're down.
Where we were last year, a few points behind.
We're a few points behind where we were last year. The markets are crashing. Oh no, we're all gonna die.
Did I understand correctly that we actually have seen our first bale of cotton being ginned this year?
Yeah.
Fuck it, I don't know. Help! It's all on fire. They're burning the cotton to keep the bugs from eating it!
South Texas, of course, things warm up there.
Oh, God!
The ground a lot quicker. They did already cool down.
My whole family is being burned alive in front of me!
Some cotton already being harvested.
All right, John, we know USDA is resurveying the soybean planted acres because they just couldn't get an accurate total last month. But are they doing the same thing in cotton as well? I think they are, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I can count the cotton for you right now. It's pretty much zero. It's pretty much zero. There's no hope. There's no hope at all. I hope you lack polyester or whatever, because there's not going to be any cotton for sure this fall. My family is dead. They're all dead. And my cotton investments are going up in smoke in front of me as well. Oh, God. We're surrounded by bugs.
Pretty good, weren't they, on the cotton this week?
Yeah,
I was doing all right. I don't know. Yeah, it's been a good week overall, though. I mean, yeah, there's a few points. I sold some stuff. I sold some of my positions. So, you know, it's like overall, I'm still up for the year, but... I mean, I guess it's not going to be growing anything for next year, but, you know, my dead family, maybe it's not really that big of a deal. Everything will be okay in the long run.
John, thank you for the update. I appreciate that. John Devine is an economist with the world headquarters of Cotton Incorporated in Cary, North Carolina. We'll run through our futures prices real quickly here on the grain side before we head into our break on the corn. A lot of weakness. We're currently down about 8¾ cents on that December contract. We're trading at 405 on the soybean trade. We have the new crop November over there trading 9 lower at 971.5. On the wheat trade on Chicago December, we're down 6.5 cents at 522¼. Kansas City, December, well, we're trading at 532¼. That's down 4¾ cents. It has been about 6 cents worse than that today. On the Minneapolis wheat trade right now, we have December down 4 at 565¾. That's about 4 cents off of its low of the day. And as we were talking with John there, we were looking at the cotton prices. And right now on the cotton, we have that December new crop contract at 64.46. That is down 28 points. We'll come back in just 1 minute and we'll talk what's going on in the cattle and hog markets.
Coming up later this month in Des Moines, Iowa, a meeting.
This ain't no real song. Just wanna watch you dance, sexy baby. I just wanna go.
Ben's vehicles today.
Kevin Klein live.
Real funny morning.
Live 105.
Beats1Radio.com for the airtimes in your country. Abstract
Radio.
It's
microphone.
Live from LA to the world.
This is
Billboard Pixels opens today. It's the video game movie. You guys like video games, right? They made a movie about it. Fucking alcohol delivery truck has a fucking Fernet sign on the side of it. You know, they'll put like, they'll, you know, some brand will sponsor the trucks or whatever. And the, right now, Fernet is there. And it just says under it, "Thank you, San Francisco," which is the, like the most fucking perfect fucking thing. Fernet assholes. Guy riding his fucking bike was trying to fucking stop in the middle of a crosswalk and was trying to just keep moving just enough to keep his feet on the pedals and he damn near fell the fuck over.
It's Beats One. I'm out in Los Angeles. Julie, you out in London? You there? You on mic?
I am here. I'm always here. Don't worry.
Always here. Always here,
Zane. Ebro!
Yes, sir.
Ah! In here, man. In here.
He's here. He's
I made here. It. The triple threat is on.
The triple threat is ready. How's your week been, bro?
It's been good, man. It's been very entertaining, yet messy and... But not messy for me, messy for artists and just the whole, it's just a mess out here, bro.
He said messy and petty. I was reading his Twitter. He said messy and petty.
It's just messy and petty. Drake, you know, Mill, Action Bronson, Ghostface.
Mm-hmm.
It's just,
I know, man.
Nicki Minaj and Taylor Swift.
You see, the Scott Venner went on Twitter, right? Scott Venner from Other Tone went on Twitter literally about 20 minutes before the whole Meek Mill, Twitter expressionism.
He
went online and he said, man, there's no beef in rap anymore. It's got boring. What's going on? And then 20 minutes later,
Scott.
And then 20 minutes later, Meek Mill's
and
like, and yeah, so Scott went back on Twitter. He's like, I hope you guys realize that I'm some kind of like, some kind of, yeah, I have clairvoyant powers when it comes to hip hop beef on Twitter. Well, you know, OVO Sound returns this weekend, right? Still don't have a show.
Again,
they'll get it to you. They get it to you 3 hours before the show.
I'm relaxed.
We'll get
I'm
relaxed. It to
you.
Beats1Radio.com. Check your schedule for OVO Sound. The return of that, guys. I'm gonna check in with you in a minute, but right now I'm gonna play a piece of music. I'm gonna go into a bit of a Beastie Boys throwdown because it's the 26th anniversary of Paul's Boutique. You know, and if you're a Beasties fanatic, you count every anniversary, not just the 10, 20s, or 30s. You count the ones in between as well. So 26 years ago today, I believe, they released Paul's Boutique, which has gone to become an all-time absolute instant vintage classic. So we're gonna go into a Beasties throwdown right now. Pay our respects to the boys, and of course, Adam Yau, NCA, King of the Block. We miss you, man.
World record exclusively playing Shake It Rough. Oh, get me out of this tunnel. Exhaust fumes in the vent, making me nice and lightheaded. Yeah. All right.
Diamond.
No, mine's Clarence.
Fuck downtown.
from the legendary Paul's Boutique. When it came out, of course, many people considered it to be somewhat of a commercial disappointment after the huge success of License to Ill, but it's gone on to find its cult status amongst fans and do the business. And irrespective of sales, who cares about that, man? That record from start to finish is a masterpiece. Let's stay right there.
Yeah, this album came out, like, right before I was going into high school. Like, I was going into the ninth grade. And I remember listening to the shit out of it, and then, like, no one else was listening to this album.
Legendary Beastie Boys right there. 26 years, Paul's Boutique. The last great bastion of sample dollar culture until Avalanches came along, and of course they went heavy into the sample culture as well. But after Paul's Boutique, a lot of people got scared off due to the lawsuits floating around of a copyright, and everything changed. So you go and look at that record, you look at the artwork, you listen to the album, and you remember, that is a historic artifact. Abstract Radio coming up today.
Do I love you? Do I lust for you? Am I a sinner because I do the two? Can you let me know? Right now, please. Anita Applebaum.
Anita Applebaum.
Maybe there's just no world record today.
Benita Applebaum said you gotta put me on. Benita Applebaum, gotta put me on. Benita Applebaum said you gotta put me on. Benita Applebaum, you gotta put me on. Benita, Benita, Benita. Hey, Benita, glad to meet you. For the kind of stunning you miss, I must beseech you. Hey, being with you is a top.
questioning authority. Put me on.
Banana apple bomb, you gotta put me on. Banana apple bomb, I said you gotta put me on. Banana apple bomb, you gotta put me on. Banana apple bomb, I said you gotta put me on. Banana apple bomb, you gotta put me on. Banana apple bomb, I said you gotta put me on. Banana apple bomb, you gotta put me on. Banana.
Oh my goodness, girl, look at him. What is your cutest brother in here? And he's coming this way.
Send up, he wanna get with me, cool, but I'm wicked, G, yeah. It's skins, but never quickly. I hit the skins for the hell of it, just for the yell I get, for the smell of it. You want my ball, hit the hot rod, hot 12 rod. Inches to a yard, and have you sounding like a retard. Yeah. 6'4", 6'2", wanna hit you.
So what you wanna do?
What you wanna do?
I wanna shoot you.
Fridays commence. Actually, they probably already commenced. You commenced without me. That's fine. We'll let you slide. This time. See ya.